Numbers, chapter 9. And Jehovah spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the first month of the second year after their departure from the land of Egypt, saying, Let the children of Israel also hold the Passover at its set time, on the 14th day in this month between the two evenings, ye shall hold it at its set time, according to all the rites of it, and according to all the ordinances thereof shall ye hold it. And Moses spoke to the children of Israel, that they should hold the Passover. And they held the Passover in the first month on the 14th day of the month, between the two evenings, in the wilderness of Sinai, according to all that Jehovah had commanded Moses, so did the children of Israel. And there were men, who were unclean through the dead body of a man, and could not hold the Passover on that day, and they came before Moses and before Aaron on that day. And those men said to him, We are unclean by reason of the dead body of a man. Why are we kept back? That we may not present the offering of Jehovah at its set time among the children of Israel. And Moses said to them, Stay, and I will hear what Jehovah commands concerning you. And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, If any one of you or of your generations be unclean by reason of a dead body or be on a journey afar off, yet he shall hold the Passover to Jehovah. In the second month, on the 14th day, between the two evenings, shall they hold it. With unleavened bread and bitter herbs shall they eat it. They shall leave none of it until the morning, nor break a bone thereof, according to every ordinance of the Passover shall they hold it. But a man that is clean, and is not on a journey, and forbeareth to hold the Passover, that soul shall be cut off from among his peoples, because he presented not the offering of Jehovah at its set time, that man shall bear his sin. And if a stranger shall sojourn among you, and would hold the Passover to Jehovah, according to the rite of the Passover, and according to the ordinance thereof, so shall he do. Ye shall have one rite, both for the stranger, and for him that is born in the land. And on the day that the tabernacle was set up, the cloud covered the tabernacle of the tent of testimony, and at even it was upon the tabernacle as the appearance of fire, until the morning. So it was continually, the cloud covered it, and at night it was as the appearance of fire. And when the cloud rose from the tent, then the children of Israel journeyed, and at the place where the cloud stood still, there the children of Israel encamped. According to the commandment of Jehovah the children of Israel journeyed, and according to the commandment of Jehovah they remained encamped, all the days that the cloud dwelt upon the tabernacle they encamped. And when the cloud was long upon the tabernacle many days, then the children of Israel kept the charge of Jehovah, and journeyed not. And if it were so that the cloud was a few days upon the tabernacle, according to the commandment of Jehovah they encamped, and according to the commandment of Jehovah they journeyed. And if it were so that the cloud was there from the evening until the morning, and that the cloud was taken up in the morning, then they journeyed, or a day, and a night, and the cloud was taken up, they journeyed, or 2 days, or a month, or many days, when the cloud was long upon the tabernacle, dwelling upon it, the children of Israel remained encamped, and journeyed not. But when it was taken up, they journeyed. At the commandment of Jehovah they encamped, and at the commandment of Jehovah they journeyed, they kept the charge of Jehovah according to the commandment of Jehovah through Moses.